Welcome to Cork, Ireland. Welcome to Cork, Ireland. Welcome to the Boardway in Cork, Ireland, right by the River Lee, where I'm sitting with a number of people who are hearing the views of an American woman from Florida. I just have to interview Carrie very quickly here. Carrie, I just want to ask you, please, would you just tell me, what did you just say about Cork?
Come on,
be blunt. Give us, what did you just say to us around the table about Cork?
Okay, I think Cork is suffering from an identity crisis in the sense that there are so many famous places very outside of the city that are very close to the city that are known for that are branded in a very specific way. You have Cove, which is branded for the Titanic and for immigration. You have Kinsale, which is branded for restaurants and the arts. And the question is that what is Cork, how is Cork going to brand itself? What does Cork want to be known for? And what is here in Cork that would entice visitors to come here? Why would they want to come here? What is synonymous with Cork that would bring them into the city?
Okay, great. These are wonderful questions. But look, I know that you've been talking to people in America about Cork. So look, will you just give us a quick report in on what did people in America say to you about Cork?
The first thing that people said about Cork was that it's a nightmare to drive here. An absolute nightmare, that they were scared to death to drive in Cork. They would never want to come here because of driving. That's an issue, a major issue. Another thing is that they prefer to stay in Kinsale and they prefer to stay in Blarney or they prefer to stay in Cove. So there are just too many other places around the city that.
Did they say anything positive at all about Cork, as a matter of interest?
Oh, yes, they did, actually. The most important thing, I think, that came out of those conversations with individuals was that they felt like that Cork is on the verge of a breakthrough, that Cork is a city on the verge of finding itself and finding its own identity, and that there's a liveliness here, and that when you come to Cork, you get a sense of what is really happening in this country, that this is a working man's city, and you get an idea, not of an image that Ireland wants to portray, not an image that it's creating to portray for the world, that there's a very genuine spirit here in this city, where you get a very genuine impression of what it's like to be Irish and what it's like to live and work in these shops that surround us and what it's like to drive on these streets. A bit of the heartbeat of the country, right?
Okay, look, I just want to thank Carrie Spires for that incredible bit of reporting in. This is Paul O'Mahony in the center of Cork City in Ireland. This is, I suppose, one of the first Transform Cork audio boos, but we'll be delving into the views of people in other parts of the world about Cork in future. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Goodbye, and thank you, Carrie Spires.
Thank you.